This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Islam has its back up with regards to the West to such a degree.
Muhammad was a warlord. And I don't know what to do about that fact. Like, one thing you can say about Christ, which, you know, breeds a particularly pathological form of ideologically rigid Islam that basically enslaves their women.
Bred and rather vague that Islam is in essence a religion of peace. But when I look at the historical data, say stemming from the Medina time and then moving forward, and the fact that Muhammad was definitely someone who engaged personally in warfare. To what extent do you believe that discourse with modern Muslims can lead to reform of the ideology such that the gap between Islamic and Western beliefs can be bridged? Well, I guess we're going to find out about that, because that's one of the things I want to do over the next couple of years.
Have you heard of Jordan Peterson?
Ah, the name does ring a bell. Yes, yes.
He recently, he got sick.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa. For what?
He got on an anti-anxiety, Klonopin, anti-anxiety medication.
You know, I think he's getting a little better. Yes. But for people like him, like Jordan Peterson or others, I mean, they're highly intelligent, but then sometimes people end up talking about, they get out of their lane and they start talking about Islam and they haven't even read the Quran or a good translation of the Quran or sat with a Muslim. So what would you tell something like this to Jordan Peterson, someone that's intellectual?
If you want to know the truth, you have to go out and search for the truth yourself. Don't rely on CNN. Don't rely on a political office that runs the country. If you want to know the truth, go out and find out. Take the Quran. The Quran is the source of Islamic knowledge. It's the source. It's the source of all of our religion. It's everything. It encompasses everything. If you want to learn, go out and read. Read the Quran. Go to a masjid. Go to a masjid. Don't be afraid. They will be the most loving, inviting people you could possibly imagine. When you tell them, yes, you know, I'm Christian, I'm Jew, I'm atheist, I'm Hindu, I'm Buddhist, it doesn't matter. When you go in there and say, you know what, I don't know much about the religion, all I know is what I see on CNN the news, and I would like to learn some information about what it is, subhanAllah, they will be like, oh, please, yes, come, please, here, can I get you some coffee? Would you like some water? Here. Let me get you some information. I have a sheikh here. I have an imam here. We'd love to. Of course. What can we do for you? Please. Yeah. You're always welcome. Anytime.
That's, you know, that's being academically sound, because I mentioned his name, Jordan Peterson, and because there's many people know him, but there's many people like that. Again, they get out of their lane. They start talking about Islam. They got an opinion. Yep. They formed an opinion off some fake news, right? The wrong information.
Yeah.
Now, you used to 22 years in the military, intelligent individual, was a Christian minister, about to be a deacon, and you went against all odds. Now you're on the Dean Show as one who submitted his will to the creator of the heavens and earth.
That's it.
And go ahead, finish off what you were saying.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, you have to go out. You have to go. Don't be afraid. Because, you know, one thing I can say, the biggest fear for me in becoming a Muslim was my own fear. A fear that didn't exist.
Yeah.
I was fearful of the unknown. I was fearful. I was thinking, religion. People don't change religion. Nobody changes your religion. You don't change your religion. You are born a religion. You live a religion. You die by that religion.
That's a false pretext now.
Yes, it is. You know, and that's kind of like the mindset. And I see that even with my own family. It breaks my heart. Like, especially now that I'm Muslim, they're still Christian. It kills me, because there's so much rooted there in traditionalism. This is traditionally the way it has been. This is traditionally the knowledge that I know. This is what I practice. I've done this for 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. My parents, you know, for them to think, after having spent an entire lifetime following a religion, and then to say, you know what, I think I'm going to change my religion. It's not normal.
So for Jordan Peterson and others, you mentioned read the Quran, get around, go visit a masjid, and go to a Jummah, ask your questions, okay?
I said, you know what? I have to do more. I got involved with the diaconate. I got involved with the church. I became a Eucharistic minister. I became an acolyte.
So you were a minister.
I became a lector. Yes, yeah. Yes. Very much so. Very much so. I started teaching religious education.
Deacon is above the minister.
Yes, yes,
but it
is.
You're on your way to go increase in the ranks.
Yeah. So, in fact, deacon is actually the first official level of ordination in the Catholic Church. It's the first process of ordination. So you have deacon, and then you're ordained as a deacon, and then you are ordained as a priest.
I see. So it goes minister, deacon, priest?
Yes. So all priests start as a deacon, and then when they finish the seminary, then they're completed with they're ordained as a full-blown priest.
So now you're a minister, and what are you thinking?
So I'm thinking, I'm like, you know, here I was serving, doing God's work, but I had something inside. I had something that was really troubling. Deep down inside, I couldn't believe, I never believed that Isa was God.
Okay,
I didn't.
Let's stop there, because they just did a new survey that you do have today. This is recent. 52% of Christians or more don't believe that Jesus was God. Did you read that survey?
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
Evangelicals, this is recent. I just spoke about it. Also don't believe that he's God.
Yes.
So that's part of our nature, to kind of reject that God is a human being.
It is.
You were as a Christian minister, you were having trouble with that.
Exactly, because
what kind of feeling? What do you?
You know, it was a deeply unsettling.
Deeply unsettling.
How could I, as an ordained deacon, as becoming ordained as a minister of God, how could I be teaching a theology that I did not believe? That's hypocritical.
So you're believing in the oneness of God, that monotheism.
Absolutely.
But you're having a problem now with the Trinity,
it's a whole factors. Saints, using saints as intercessors, praying to a saint to pray to God. No. Look at the teachings of Jesus. Looking at the teachings of Isa alayhi salam. Never, ever did he say, pray to him to go to God. Never did he tell anybody. He never said, pray to me and I'll pray to God. No, he said, pray to Lord your God. Pray to him alone. Pray to no other. You know, if you look, everything says, pray to God alone. Your Lord your God is one. It's there. Don't make idols. And I think myself, well, I look in the Holy Land. People go and they see these relics. And they kiss them, they venerate them, they pray to them, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, you're making idols. What happened to God? Why are you not praying to God? Why are you putting so much emphasis on Jesus when you should be putting that same emphasis into God? Because yes, Jesus did miracles, but he did them with God's permission. He did them by God's grace. You know, he didn't just do it by himself.
Did that come off as more feeling more natural now? What you're saying,
you know,
just makes total sense.
It did. It did. And you know what? But it is such an untroubling feeling. And you know, alhamdulillah, I had this wonderful friend of mine, a sister from Indonesia, my sister Ayunda, who actually just recently got married and is expecting this December. Alhamdulillah. But so she and her family, I was talking one day and said, you know, I'm supposed to be going in the diaconate. And I forget how we were talking about something, and I never spoke about religion. You know, she's Muslim, I'm Christian, you know, so we never really talked much about the religion. But you know what? It was bothering me so much. I don't know what it was, but something inside of me felt compelled to talk about it. And I was like, you know what? Something's really bothering me. You know, it's like, I'm supposed to be going into the diaconate. I'm supposed to be preaching all of this, but I don't believe it.
And you're telling this to?
And I'm telling this to my Muslim sister. Mm-hmm. You know, and she was like, well, you know, everything that you're describing is exactly what Islam teaches.